Blog Talk Radio.
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Amongst Friends, and we're so glad that you decided to join us tonight for another great show, where tonight we are talking about secrets and whether it's deception or lies, but our topic for tonight is secrets. I'm glad to be your host. I am Heather Owens, and joining me tonight we have the lovely Deidre Robinson.
What it up, what up?
And Jeff, my lovely Jeff, whom I love.
What up?
And Joey's with us on tonight as well, our in-house psychologist.
Oh, please. But hey, y'all.
So tonight, as I said, our topic is secrets. We want you to join into this conversation, give us your feedback, give us your opinion, give us your thoughts, and help us move this conversation forward. You can reach us at 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662, or you can join us at Blog Talk Radio, Amongst Friends, and on Facebook in the chat room, where we are manning that to get all of your comments and questions in. And we're going to dive right in now and talk about secrets. And my first thing I wanted to talk about is whether or not there's ever an appropriate time to keep a secret. And not just in relationships between males and females that are romantic, but also platonic relationships, family. I know, you know, we don't want to get trivial talking about surprise birthday parties and things like that and all the sex of the baby. But when there's something that can potentially hurt or harm someone else or cause a disappointment, is it ever an appropriate time to maintain information as a secret? Is there ever an appropriate time, you guys? What do you guys think? Don't everybody jump at it at one time.
I'm trying to think at when's a good time to keep a secret. I don't think there is one. You know, I'm real big on transparency is key. So, you know, putting everything on the table, you know, up front when it comes to you, there's no need for secrets. So I don't think that there's ever a good time for a secret, unless you're talking about surprising me for a birthday.
Oh my gosh, Deidre, you're so hot-headed.
I'm just saying, okay. No, the answer is no.
I think that there aren't maybe appropriate times depending on what the secret is, but I think there are some things that are, I do believe in some things are better left unsaid.
Like what?
You know, I mean, I think there are just some things that you probably shouldn't have.
Like what, Joey? Why?
I can't think of anything specific, but I just think that there are some things that maybe you, like, I don't know. Let me finish my thought first before y'all start going down my throat. Gosh.
Okay, finish that thought, because I want to really know this.
But, yeah, I do think there are some things that may be better left unsaid. I do think there are some, like, let's say you walked up on someone talking about something, and it's not for you to tell. You know, so let's just say, for example, you hear someone say they cheated on their husband or their wife, and that person may be like your friend. You know, it might not be your place to tell, because then they end up angry with you. Either way, they might end up angry with you. But I would, for me, I think the part in telling needs to be the person who did the wrongdoing. And you can go to that person and be like, look, you need to, I overheard it, you need to take care of it.
Right.
You know, so
right.
in that instance, you know, it might be a secret as the term is defined, but it's just it's not your place kind of thing.
But is that a secret or is that just information that you overheard?
That's not a secret.
And you're keeping it a secret.
Now, if you don't
right.
say anything,
so it's a secret. If you keep it a secret,
if you keep
that's
it
a secret.
Okay. I'm just
And then also, if someone asks you to keep a secret, I think that's an appropriate time, depending on how the level of relationship, whether friendship or whatever. But if they ask you specifically, hey, keep this a secret, keep this between you and I, if you respect that friendship enough or you respect that relationship and it isn't something where they are potentially harming themselves or others, you should keep that a secret. So that's my thought.
So if it's, you're saying if it's potentially harmful to someone, you should keep it a secret.
If what you know, like if you found out something that wasn't really your business kind of thing, like you overheard it, it depends on what it is, but I really don't think you should be the one to kind of reveal it.
Let me tell you how you handle this, Heather. When you see somebody who ain't got no business doing something and you witness it or you hear it, you make eye contact with them like, look here, partner. You see me?
Mm-hmm.
And you see me, you know exactly what that means. You might want to fess up before I do. That's all I'm going to say. And if
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I'm not one of those people that feel like you need to tell it. You know what I mean? I don't.
Now, and here's the thing. Now, I've seen someone that back when I was younger, I saw a dude, he was playing off on one of my homegirls, and as a friend, I said, you know, if it was me, I would want to know. So I actually went and told her, hey, you might want to check and see.
Mm-mm.
And you know what?
Mm-mm.
It called up. So it came back, and she addressed it and all this kind of stuff and, you know, whatever, whatever. But here, check this out. He confessed and was like, yeah, you know, da-da-da-da-da, whatever, whatever. And, but he was like, either you're going to deal with it, or you can step.
Exactly.
And do you know she stayed?
Of course.
Well,
that's
why I don't get into that.
Hey, but here's the thing. But she stayed, and then she came back and had tried to have a little come to Jesus with me talking about, why would you even tell me my relationship was fine before I knew any of this? And I was like, are you serious? I mean, are you joking? I mean, King, like, she was dead serious. And to this day, we're no longer friends.
Yeah.
And so then, here you go again. Then I see somebody else. And I say, you know what? That's between them. I ain't going to say nothing. Didn't say anything. The girl finds out on her own, happened to be in the grocery store or some stuff. Saw the dude all up on chick. You know, they out shopping for the house. She comes back telling me what it is. And she was like, I can't believe he would do this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he was like all open. And such said she saw him. And I was like, well, I kind of saw him too. And she
no,
got
you didn't.
Upset.
Yeah, because you snitched on yourself.
I snitched on myself. Well, she asked, you know, she was saying everybody else saw him.
You should have been like, oh, girl, for real?
That's lying. That's lying.
No, that's not lying. That's not lying. That's creative, saving your own neck.
Saving my own neck from what? So then this chick talking about you're supposed to be loyal to me as a friend
and let me
know.
Boom. That's what you would have protected yourself from.
You're supposed to let me know when somebody is stepping out on me. And I was like, well, freak. I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't.
But
so
guess
then,
what? If you'd have just kept your mouth closed, you wouldn't have to deal with it.
Yeah, then here's situation number three, because people do a lot of stuff in front. So dude is outstepping, but we were all friends. I was his friend, and then she became my friend, and she and I, our relationship became greater than the relationship he and I had. He's out stepping off on her with another chick, you know, that he had dealt with years before, and I knew that girl too. And I look at him and I say, yo, son, you're going to have to handle that. I can't do it. You're going to have to tell her, I'm going to tell her. And he went and told her. And when she said, did you know, I did what you said, Joy. I said, I ain't say anything. I just said, Well, at least he told you. And left it at that. So that's how I roll. I'm telling you now, so if any of y'all be trying to play off on your wives, your boyfriends, whoever.
You just have a feel.
I'm going to tell you right now, they call me Front Street for a reason. Because I'm going to come to you and be like, look, yo, I'm going to need you to take that. See, because I'm all about tell the truth. Why are you hiding? And if you want to be with multiple people, then at least give the common courtesy to let that person make the decision to still be with you. Because there are females out there who will do it. I'm just not one of them. But I'm just saying there are other people out there who will. Just keep it real. Okay, y'all.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's always necessarily a matter of it being a secret. Like, I totally remember many, you know, doctors, psychologists, or counselors stating that if a person cheated in marriage and the spouse didn't find out, that it's not something that you go and tell them, that's going to be hurtful. That you maintain that because you're not trying to hurt what isn't already hurt. So sort of like what you don't know doesn't hurt you. We have a caller on the line joining us from the D.C. area. Sharice, welcome to Amongst Friends.
Thank you so much. How are you?
We're wonderful. So glad you called in to share with us tonight. What is your question or comment?
Well, basically what I was telling the young man earlier is that sometimes with friends, as far as when we see certain things or we hear certain things in reference to their mates or what have you, sometimes we basically need to keep our top lip on our bottom lip because they're basically going by their heart. They're not listening to what we're saying. And I've been in that situation where, you know, I saw certain things or, you know, heard certain things, and I relayed that to my friends, and, you know, it was the truth, and they saw it and heard it, but however, once it came to the surface, they got mad at me. So sometimes we just basically let that person need to, you know, feel for themselves. And this was like a Christian atmosphere. So, you know, I learned my lesson. I just basically, if I see something, I hear something, I leave it alone.
Because, and I understand, of course, because you never know what the backlash is from that. And like you said, people are not necessarily dealing always with the facts and with truth. They're dealing with their hearts and their emotions and what they want.
Yep.
I had a conversation today with a friend, and it wasn't for me a question of telling the truth. It wasn't a question of whether or not I needed to express what I knew. My point was that if I shared what I knew, in my heart, I believed it wasn't going to make a difference one way or the other.
Right.
Because
exactly.
I felt like giving information just gives you an opportunity to go back and scream and holler about the information that you have. It's not like you're going to change anything. You just want
exactly.
to talk about. You just want to know. And I think
right.
you already know, so I don't need to add more fuel to the fire.
It may not change anything, but at least you're giving somebody truth. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're seeing a dude out with two or three girls, or if
but
you're
not
seeing
even
a
that.
Girl,
if Deirdre, if you said to me, Sarah's breath stink and it stinks all the time,
Now, it'll be helpful for Sarah to know that. But
Sarah
it's not
probably already really knows that.
Now, and Sarah probably already knows
that.
I'm
probably going
to But it's
going
to hurt Sarah for me to say, Deirdre
no,
said.
You know what? See, that's the problem. So you would rather keep it a secret that, girl, every time you talk, my nose is
no
burning.
Secret.
You
know,
I wouldn't keep it a secret. I would say to you, now, I would keep it a secret, but I would encourage you to say something to Sarah since you're the person experiencing it. But it's not for me to go to Sarah.
That's basically what I did in one of the instances. I said, well, I think this person is not really who you think they are, and you need to check them. You know what I'm saying? You need to be more aware of what you're dealing with.
Right.
And they was like, looking at me like, boo, this is my man, da-da-da-da-da. No. And see, that's why I said, you know, I'm going to pull back and leave it alone. I'm not hating on you. I'm looking out for your well-being. I'm your friend. So in the long term, this person was dealing with not only her, but somebody else that I knew in my circle. But I was just trying to tell her in a roundabout way, but she didn't want to listen.
I don't know about all that.
No, come on.
No, I'm just saying because AIDS is rampant. I mean, you know, if you ain't got
AIDS. Okay, yes, it is. No question.
You got HPV going rampant. You know what I'm saying? If he messing with a couple of
people. That's not the only secret that you have that you're cheating. I mean, it's sort of like, do you if you say you lose your job and your spouse is in the military and overseas, and you're planning to get, I had a friend in the situation, and you're planning to get another job, you got enough money in the bank to kind of sustain stuff in your own account, and you just don't want them to be worried about you or worried about how y'all going to make ends meet, so you don't tell them that you lost your job. Are you lying, or are you just saving them from the burden of this, saving them from the weight of this burden?
Okay, but what if in that same exact situation, the dude that's over there overseas or whatever, you call him and you say, babe, I lost my job. And he says, good, I've been wanting you to leave that job anyway. Stay at home so you could take care of home. What then? He come home and you done got another job or anything like that. And he like, I'm the man of this house. You should have ran it through me. Now you got another problem.
Yes.
But see, then you understand the level of relationship. That's different because the level of relating is different because that's a husband and a wife. And so communication and open and honest communication should be there. So, No, that wife should not keep that a secret from her husband.
Exactly.
You know, that,
okay,
that's
but
a
what
different
if the
level
wife,
of relationship.
What if the wife is saying, he's overseas, he's in a stressful situation, I don't want to stress him out with this?
But then she's saying she can think and feel for him, and that's not right.
Right.
Because, you know, you can't take that choice or that option to feel or to be stressed or not to be stressed. You can't take that from him. And I'm sure, but it, and again, I mean, that's just, which word is it? That's just subjective, I want to say. That's it. That's just subjective because we don't, I mean, it could go a number of ways. But I think at the baseline between a husband and wife, there shouldn't be that shouldn't be a secret because, I mean, that's his job to care for the home. In my opinion, that's his job to care for the home. And so those things should, they should be communicating that together. So that's a little bit different than you telling your friend that, hey, I saw your man or I saw your husband cheating or I saw your wife or your girlfriend cheating. You know, that's a little bit different. I mean, now, I think for me, again, if it's not something that's, if it's something that can cause my friend or my loved ones harm, I mean, granted, cheating is going to cause them harm, but the thing about it is it's just not my place. This is just my opinion. I don't feel I should go and tell them because what's done in the dark will come out in the light. But if I know, oh, this man is cheating with a prostitute that has HIV, or this woman is cheating with a prostitute that has HIV, okay, then that might be something I need to tell my friend because that can potentially harm them.
Okay, but anybody, female or male walking has the potential to be all of that.
I mean, true, but it's different between potential and then, like, no, that person has HIV tattooed on their neck.
Okay, Magic Johnson.
If you were messing with someone and you found out that they had someone else on the side, or you saw someone else with somebody that you knew that they had on the side, you feel like it's your obligation to go and tell that person, oh, they're messing with my friend, or, oh, I'm messing with them? You feel obligated to do that?
Who,
I
me?
Don't.
You talking to me?
Okay. Yes, you.
No, I'm gonna go to that. I'm gonna go to that person and be like, "Yo, Slim, I'm gonna need you to go on and handle up on that one."
Okay.
Because I don't want to be in a situation where we're in a social gathering and everything is all, you know, cool and calm, and then you giving me the eye like, you know, don't you say shit. Don't you say shit. And I'm like, dude, I came here to party. I don't need this drama. So I'm going to need you to go on and handle that. I don't like being in environments like that. That's not good for me. Don't do it. Ever.
So you couldn't hold your tongue in that kind of situation and just deal with them later?
No. What I'm saying is I am going to deal with the party. If I saw your dude out and about with some chick and I'm hearing you talking about, oh, how I love this man, and oh, and I'm seeing how you doing all this stuff for him, and you ain't slacking either? You really handling your business? Oh, yes, please believe. As your friend, I'm going straight to his face and say, dude, you can disrespect her in front of whoever the hell else you want to, but when it comes to me, this is not going to happen. You're going to have to fix this because this is some BS. We don't do this. My friend is loving you to life, and you out here with another chick? Oh, that's some garbage. No, sir, not me. Mm-mm, not doing it. You can cancel that. I'm not doing it. I'm going to go to that part, the party that is out there tripping, whether it be a girl, whether it be a guy in your face. This is foul. Clean it up.
Oh, now that part I would do, depending on, again, the level of relationship.
But you wouldn't go back and tell me that you saw him there cheating.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. No, 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 no. Unless I just didn't like the guy. And didn't really, I wouldn't do it. Nah, even if I didn't, like, I would not. I would say something to him, or especially if he saw that I saw him, then I would let him know, yo, you need to do the right thing. But me go back to you, and no, I would not do that. No.
You gonna see me. I'm not gonna chase you down the street and be like, oh, I thought he was with, no.
So if you cheat on your partner and they don't ever find out, you feel compelled you need to tell them?
I'm not going to be cheating on my partner. I don't even like that scenario.
Well, for me, now that's a little bit different, Heather. I think if you have an indiscretion, I think it's your responsibility to tell your partner. Now, if you decide, here's the thing, now I got an example of some things are better left unsaid. Now, if you stepped out on your person and you never told them, you didn't fess up, you wasn't honest about it, you wasn't a real, truthful person, and you lied about it, and y'all go 50 years, no, you don't say nothing. That's a secret you need to go to the grave with, in my opinion.
I agree with you.
Because after 50 years, Why does that need to come out? You should have been upfront and honest about it when you did it.
My soul is heavy. I can't.
Hold on. Your soul can't be heavy. Listen to me. Carlos, we want you to join us. Those of you who are in the chat room and on the line, please Call in at 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662, and you simply press 1 to join in the conversation. Now, Deidre, before your soul gets heavy, I agree with you, Joey, because I kind of felt like, and I think back about this when I hear so many of our political and religious figures where women are coming out. I had a baby that's 13. The whole situation with Arnold Schwarzenegger, the situation with John Edwards, the situation with Jesse Jackson. It's like, or Herman Cain recently, you know, these 13-year relationships, these kids that are 10 and 12. And my thought is, if you held it for that long, keep holding it.
Well, see, but that's the difference. I'm not going to hold it 50 years. I'm probably going to tell you after it happened.
As you should. As you should.
But if you don't, if you say,
but
say
if you
don't up and have an indiscretion, and it's never going to happen again, you're never going to let it happen again.
You know what? Because I believe that secrets, it if you let it sit, like I've done it. I done slept around on my husband, and it never happens again. I leave room for that person to come back into my life and tell my husband. And now my husband is looking at me like, you couldn't even come to me and be honest. You had to let someone else come and shatter my trust that I have with you. At least if I had told him, he could be angry at me because of what I've done. And now he's not questioning every time I walk out the door, what else has she been holding from me?
You're right. You're right. You're right. Now that I do agree with.
I agree with that too. I think that you should. Here's my thing. You shouldn't be out there
but
cheating.
If
you're
going to
be in a relationship.
Years,
but if you wait 50 years, like you, because some people I do believe just have either little to no conscience. And for those people, they can keep a 100-year secret. The reason why I don't cheat, besides it being like just a terrible thing to do, I have a conscience and it eats at me. So I wouldn't even be able to cheat or do something wrong because I would give myself up because I wouldn't be able to sleep, and I love to sleep. I wouldn't be able to eat. I love to eat. And so I would be like, yo, I effed up. I'm sorry. Like, I messed up. This is what I did. I wouldn't keep it for 50 years. But let's just say that I did not have the conscience or I was good at ignoring it, and I went 100 years, and we had 100 good years without her knowing, I would go to my grave.
Mm-mm.
I would go to my grave. I wouldn't even write it in. You know how some people write all their confessionals at the end of their life, and then they
mm-mm
tell everybody, now you not only grieving, but now you got to deal with the fact that I've lied to you 100 years. And I ain't going to do you like that. It's going to my grave, and I'm going to be accountable in heaven.
Mm-mm. I'm too much of a control freak for anybody to come up and slip and say, guess what? I slept with your
no
wife.
And you're right.
No, I'm saying, like, say, for instance, I had decided that there is no way possible that this person, okay, perfect example. I sleep with somebody. I'm married. I done cheated on my husband. And old boy ends up in a car accident and he is dead. I'm still telling it because there is a possibility that somebody could come back and rat me out.
And here again, I agree with you. You should be the one. If you had an indiscretion, our listeners, if you had an indiscretion and you need to tell your person after it happened or however, you need to tell them. But what I'm saying is if you wait for even – we're saying 100 years. Even if you wait 2 years,
okay,
this just doesn't need to be said. Unless you know there's just no future with this person, if you're not going to be with them, if you can't live with the fact that you messed up and you've kept it a secret, then you tell them. But if you're trying to continue a happy life and you, I don't know, I just feel like I wouldn't destroy them like that.
You know
if
what?
I kept a secret that long.
Here's another scenario. How my mind thinks, okay, so I'm keeping this secret, this indiscretion a secret, and this person does something that is so wrong. I can't get mad at them. Because I done something I ain't even told them about.
Of course.
I can't do it. So I need,
okay.
I need it to be clean so that when you do some wrong, I can feel okay with being upset with what you've done. Now, we going to get over it. But I don't want to give you no pass because there's some stuff I ain't told you that's sitting in my closet that ain't going to never come out. It is gagged. It is bound. It is set in the corner. I don't want that.
How would you all say you feel when someone has a secret and you know their secret but they haven't told you?
Whew, Lord.
I mean, it depends on what the secret is for me.
But do you feel like you need to say it or do you just continue to wait?
No, I continue to wait. And that's just me because, one, I just truly believe that everyone, I'm not saying that I agree with people cheating. I am absolutely against cheating. I do not agree with it. I'm all for what Deidre said. Just be honest and upfront. If you want more than one partner, give the person the choice. Don't take the choice from them. So I'm not for cheating.
What about
I'm not
about
for
anything, not just cheating.
No, but
I'm
saying that's what I was going into. Like, but I'm also for people having a right to making the choice to have skeletons in their closet. I do believe that people are entitled to things that just need to be between them and God. I do believe that. I believe that there are just some things that are just better left unsaid. And so if I know their secret and if I know that this is what they've done, this is what they do, or whatever, but they don't know that I know it, I'm not going to go and tell them, but I know what it is, you know, because that's not my right.
I believe that if there is a secret, like if I know their secret, first of all, I need to verify that whatever the secret is true. That's number one. That's number.
Oh,
I just
God.
Need to verify it. I may not be going to that. I just need to verify that that's true. I don't know how I'm gonna verify, but I need to verify that it's true. Okay. Second of all, if it is going to affect me, it's going to affect me and our relationship, whether it be now or in the future. I'm going to have to expose it. Give you a perfect example. Was dating someone, talking about marriage and all this kind of stuff. Ask them the questions. Are you married? Or is there anybody
you're
currently seeing or anything like that? Person said, no, 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 no. It is just me and you. No, 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 no. It is just me and you. I want to build a future with you. I want you to move. I want you to change your job. I want you to do all of these things. Right? So I'm moving forward. But there's something in my gut is saying something is not right. Something is not right. Now, never in a million years, I am not that person to do no checking up on anybody. But for some reason, something said, check the public records. Guess what I did? I checked the public records, and this person was married. So I held it. I held it for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. It was killing me because it was verified. And I had to tell him. He was married. Had I not been trying to plan a future with this person, wouldn't even been an issue for me. Your secret would have went to the grave with me. You felt like you didn't want to share with me. That's fine. But we're talking about me relocating. We're talking about me changing my livelihood. We're talking about a whole bunch of things. And you're married? Oh, no, partner. It's a wrap. That secret is not going to the grave with me. I'm telling it. Now, I'm not going to tell your business and all this kind of stuff. I'm not going to share the name of the person or anything like that. You can continue. I'm not going to even call you out and say, look, wifey, this man is lying to you. He is out there pursuing other women. I'm not going to do that.
And I agree with that because it directly affected you. So that's different. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know, secrets is definitely a tough thing. But, I mean, there's just, to me, it, especially when it doesn't directly affect you, it's just not, for me, I just feel like it's just not your place to say anything. Unless you know, and for example, where, like I said, unless it's going to cause harm to someone you care or, you know, or directly harm you or whatever, then that's different. Because I had a friend who, you know, was being abused. I was in middle school, and I had a friend who was being sexually abused by her, you know, stepfather. And she asked me to keep it a secret because I found out because, you know, she had wrote it in her notebook, and she didn't realize that she had given me the notebook that had that in there. And she was like, don't tell anybody, you're my friend, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, nah, that needs to be told. And, you know, I told her mom. And, like, we're not friends anymore, of course, but I feel like I did the right thing. And that was just a secret that I couldn't keep because she was being harmed and she was being affected by an adult taking advantage of her. So I think that there's just some secrets that you don't keep, especially if it's doing harm to someone you care about.
But I mean, in that particular situation, if you were to see someone, let's just say, Joy, I don't even want to use you as an example because I don't even want to speak that over your stuff. Let's just say you have a friend named Brian. No, hold on, a friend named Zach. Okay.
Okay.
And Zach has been wanting to be married for years. And he finally meets this awesome woman. And
okay.
He marries her. And Zach talks about how, you know, he has put into action everything he has ever told you about marriage. You know what I'm saying? He is going the distance for his new wife. And you happen to see this wife all up in some other dude's mouth. Just they is just slobbing. It is just PDs all over the place. You don't say nothing to Zach? You let it ride?
It depends on the level of relationship.
Oh, come
for
on.
Me. I'm serious. No, and I'm dead serious about it. It depends on if I know that this person, yes, he's going to be hurt, but he's not going to project that onto me because I told him. If I feel like, oh, no, that's going to be potentially bad, oh, I ain't getting into that. And if I and actually Ben Reigns and my man from Hitch got a movie about it with Winona Ryder, and he kept it a secret, and his friend, like, end up, like, pissed off with him, beat him up and everything. See,
But I'm saying, did you see how it was killing him? Like he,
it was
and you,
killing him.
And you,
it
and
was.
You know what? You see, did Joy? He did the exact same thing. He went and verified it. He was.
Yeah, he did.
Get,
he did verify it.
He was.
And he confronted her about it too.
Right. And she still said no. See, but Joy, in that particular movie, he had also slept with this woman prior to them
being
together.
Yeah, that's
so
what, yeah.
So it's a whole distorted movie.
It was. But I'm like I said, for me, it depends on the level of relationship. I really think that, for me, I just don't think that's not your place. I really don't. I think that, huh?
Snitches get stitches.
And I agree. I mean, in that situation, I agree.
So that means that the secrets is going down to your grave with you regardless. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Snitches get stitches. You open your mouth, you get what's coming to you.
Because I just think that's just messy. It's just messy.
Like Joey said, if that person, everybody has a right to do their own thing, point blank, period. If you want to wreck your relationship, go ahead. I ain't saying
And like in
about.
any re- and And in any relationship, trust me, believe that if there is an error of way, it will find the person.
It will. It will.
It will find them. Nobody has to tell you, I saw him out with so-and-so. It finds its way.
Okay, so I'm just going to put it out there. Wait, hold on.
That if we see your husband with somebody.
See, because I'm not going to believe. See, it becomes a little tricky for me. If you see him out, I don't want you to come tell me. I don't.
Well, what the hell? You've just taken us through all this stuff for then.
We're talking about me. I'm telling you what I'm going to do, but I don't want you to tell me because. Yeah, I don't want you to tell me.
You
crazy
kill my soul sometimes.
I love you.
I love you, but you kill my soul, Deidre.
I don't want you to tell me.
I tell y'all she crazy.
She is. Certifiable.
I don't think I want y'all to tell me. I'm just sitting here thinking, because I'd probably...
Boom. Mm-hmm. Boom. Exactly. Thank you.
I'm talking about me, but I'm telling y'all.
But you won't tell us.
You can tell me.
Not one time have I said, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to say, Joey, look. Old girl is slipping. I said, I'm going to old girl and say, look here, clean it up. That's my Joey. That's my Heather. That's my Jeff. If you mess with them, and I know, oh, no, it would not be good. It would not be nice.
Okay,
no.
Let me ask a question then. Hey, Joey, if you out one day and you hanging out with Heather, and you know Heather's in a relationship, you know it's good for her, you like the dude, it's no problem with the dude, you think he a cool dude, and you sitting by watching your friend go through the motions in this relationship, which seems to be good for her, right?
Right.
You hanging out with Heather, and you see Heather giving the business to some dude at the function y'all at some lounge or something, and she's giving him all this conversation. She's being flirty. She's touching the dude's hand, and you see old boy asks Heather for her phone number, and Heather gives the phone number. Do you ride with Heather on that, or do you like tear into her for what she's doing?
Oh, I tear into her because that's my friend, and then I'm there, and she out of order. Now, what she decides after that is on her, but no, I'm going to tear into her because that's my friend. That's the level of relationship that we have. You out of order,
Joey, excuse me. Please hold your phone, but let me make a disclaimer online because in this chat room, they talk about Heather's going to get the number. Let me be very clear, people, that Heather is not out here trying to pick a mistake. I may have passed
you
that number.
You are going to get the number, though, Heather, because you got it. So.
Joey, go back to your thought. Just wanted to put that out there. Thank you.
You got it, though. So, I mean, I can see why they're going to come after you. But, no, but, Jeff, to answer your question, I'm going at her because she's my friend. And I'm just like, whether she was in a relationship, let's say she wasn't in a relationship with nobody, but she was just being scandalous, I'm going to say something to her. You out of order. You got, like, five of them. Don't go for six.
All right, we want to welcome back to the line. We want to welcome back to the line, Sharice from D.C. Hey, Sharice.
Hey. How y'all doing?
We're wonderful.
That was funny because I would basically with Heather, I would just let her do her. That's really none of my business.
What? Sure.
I might peek her on a download. Or after the fact, but if she's
you are not doing your good Christian service. You are not doing your Christian service. I'm
well,
sorry.
I'm just
you
saying.
You are out of line.
I'm an unorthodox Christian, but I'm glad you guys are not Jesus. So it is what it is.
I'm with Sharice. And I tell you why.
Thank you.
I tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because I believe that every adult knows exactly what they... Now, if my friend was inebriated and was acting out of character, that's one thing. If I felt like somebody was taking advantage of them, that's something
that's
else. But I believe every adult is making a conscious choice to do what they want to do and how they want to do it. And trust me, when you're sitting there next to a man or a woman and you have a man or a woman at home that's not there with you or they out or somewhere else, you are very conscious of the person that you're with.
Yeah,
and you are very conscious of that you have an accountability and responsibility to them. When you make a choice opposite of that, you're doing that by choice. Nobody's forcing you. So why do I need to get on you or remind you? Now, what I should do as a friend is stand, if I'm in a relationship, and let my behavior exemplify what you should exemplify, but I'm not going to chastise you like a child and say, you know you shouldn't have done that. You know you shouldn't have that number. You playing with fire. I'm not doing that. Because you're grown.
Well, I'm not saying that you need to chastise them as a child, but as a friend. First of all, and this is just, I mean, it's kind of off the topic, but when you have a friend that you're not able to be honest with and let them know when they're wrong, you need to check that. You need to check and see if y'all are friends. Because if your friends can't accept from you saying, hey, you wrong and you need to check, you need to get that in order, then you really do need to, you have to start evaluating that friendship. Because my friends can come and tell me when I'm wrong and I'm out of order. And because that's what, I mean, all your friendships are not going to, everything about your friendship is not going to be, I'm validating everything that you do. A friend should be able to tell you when you're wrong, when you're out of order. And if you are portraying to me, and we're just going to use Heather as an example, I know she ain't like that, but just for an example, since she was there, if Heather is coming to me and she's saying, look, I want to be with this person, I want to be in a relationship with this person, blah, 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 I love them, I care about them, and you just doing some off-the-wall, out-of-character, trifling things, and I don't say nothing, or even if it's just not like, it's not, and it's not coming from a place of judgment, I'm not judging you, but I'm like, yo, you really might want to ease up. Like, you might want to just slow down a little bit. Flirting, I'm not too, I think a little innocent flirting is okay here and there. But if you just straight up, like, banging bammers in the club, like, you know, you just getting your business on in the club, like, I'm going to have a problem with that, especially with my female friends. That's janky. That's nasty. That's whorish. I ain't down for that. So I'm going to say something. You're going to do what you want. But I'm going to be like, yo, that's nasty. You might want to, can you take them home at least, you know?
No, I think that you're always open to give your opinion. I just think that I'm not trying to save someone from themselves when I am clear that they are making a conscious choice. And, I mean, I've been, for lack of a better word, I guess ridiculed or I'm sure looked at in a different light because – for my own personal reasons, and for some that are just common to me, I don't feel like everything that you know you need to say. I don't think that every time, you know, I'm not one of those people who, if I find out something about you that I feel like I need to tell you, because the first thing that I know is, if you did it, you know about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to come and say, Joey, why would you cheat on Deidre? I mean, you know
right.
that you did it. Or why did you cuss this person out? Or why did you cheat on your task? You know better than me and anybody else what you did and that you did it. Now that I know that you did it, what am I going to do? Wave it in front of you to say, aha, I know
I
what
get,
you did.
Yeah.
It's
right.
not no satisfaction. It's no joy in that. So for me, it's like, it's sort of like, take note of it. I ain't got to make no announcement about it, but I'm taking note of it. It's recorded. Like, I've never felt like I needed to go to a guy if I'm in a relationship, and I discover that you're cheating on me. At the point that I discover that you're cheating on me, it's up to me to make a choice to, A, leave you alone, stay there and deal with it, and that's it. It's no point in me sitting there badgering somebody to tell the truth when I know what the truth already is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, I talked to the girl, and she said you was doing this. Why are you arguing with him? Because if you talk to her and she said that, then you know it's true. But if you felt like you had to call her to find that out, you knew it was true then too.
Yep.
So it's no need to keep going back and forth with what you know. It's what you're going to do with what you know. And if you're not going to do anything about it, if it's not useful, if it brings no reward or gain, what is the point in telling it? That's my point.
Mm.
Please call us and join in the conversation at 760. I love it when I talk like this. 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. Press
that's
the number one
and
jump in the conversation.
That's
Joey.
How you get the numbers.
I don't need no numbers. I need, honest to goodness, I need to go find me a good Catholic church and become a nun. Do you hear me?
Chow bang.
Will y'all get out of this chat room?
What they saying in the chat room?
That I sound so cultured. I don't know how to take that personally or not.
That's a good
okay,
thing.
So we're still dealing. Yes, it is. It absolutely is. So we're dealing with secrets, and we're dealing with, you know, when is it appropriate to keep, when you should tell, what should be a secret, and how to deal with those. Let's talk about the results of finding out a secret. I kind of got on this topic or felt this would be a good topic because there was a situation that was close to me where a young lady stepped out on her marriage and was pregnant as a result and went on with life that the child was her husband's.
Whoa.
And, of course, no testing was required because they were having, you know, sex, and the child, you know, children look different. All kids look different. They don't all look like the dad, all look like the mom. You know, they have certain features. And when people see you around somebody long enough, they, you know, they kind of say you start looking alike or whatever. And it was never, it wasn't until, you know, the child began to get older that people started whispering and saying things, oh, this is really so-and-so child, so-and-so child. And so my question is it appropriate in that instance to maintain the secret because of what the effect it can have on a mass group of people? Because this man's family would have been torn apart, your family would have been torn apart, this child would have grown up with the stigmatism of this split family and the result of this, you know, community, stature, where you are in the church, where you are within the community and society, all of those things would have been affected by this. Do you all feel that it was appropriate to keep that a secret?
I say, yeah, keep it a secret. I say, yeah, I say rock with it until something so detrimental to the family happens that you are forced to at that point.
Okay.
I mean, like if the, you know, the extreme case, something happens to the kid, they need like a kidney or something like that, and the first person's in to get tested are the parents. And at that point, that's when you tell.
No.
Right.
No. I think if, man, no. Because then you talking about, here again, now you bring in double jeopardy. Like, okay, so now not only can't save the child that I thought was mine, but now you're going to tell me that this child is not mine? Like, that's double jeopardy. Nah. I think in that situation, if you do something janky like that, you need to go ahead and say something. I just kind of feel like you need to say something at the time of misconception. And that's, seriously, like, when you can't identify which sperm hit and which sperm missed because you're doing some janky mess like that, you might need to tell, hey, I effed up and I don't know if the child will be yours.
Okay, but let's just say you do get pregnant because you're sleeping with this person and that person, and you don't know whose child it is. So do you go and say, well, I was sleeping with two people?
Yeah, you should. Because then again, like I said, you just never, like, now it's a child. It's not just your life. It's not just the person that you're with. It's your child. And it's like, you know, you got like, what if your child come out with Down syndrome or, you know, might have a mental disorder that they inherited from the family. Like, there's just a lot of things, or like Jeff said, kidney problems or blood problems, like, and you just don't know. Like, now you're putting your child in jeopardy, and not just that, but keeping a secret. Okay, the parent is going to hurt, but think about that child. Like, their child's going to grow up, and then they find out. Now, if you just so good to where you had got the, where the person you cheated with looked just like your spouse, and you keep it that secret for that long, shoot, even when they do come out and say, and it's going to sound bad, so, but yeah, I don't care. But even if it do come out that they don't have the same blood type or the kidney don't match, I still be like, I don't know what happened. You just act like, I don't even know. It just was a coincidence. It skipped a generation. You just don't say nothing. I think in that situation, in the beginning, though, if you cheat and you was doing that janky cheating like that, and you was just sleeping back to back, you ain't even take a shower type thing, you need to say something before it gets to that bad point.
Here's my issue is that if we want people to be open enough to tell secrets, how do you secure the relationship so that they understand that it jeopardizes nothing for them to tell the truth?
You can't, but you can't do that.
You can't. I mean,
that's impossible.
I feel you can't do it with just a simple statement. That's a show and prove thing. You know, you're gonna have to. That's something that's done over time.
I just feel like you can't take options away from people. Like, you can't just say, well, I'm not going to say anything because it's not going to hurt you. Or I'm going to say it, but don't be mad. Or don't let our relationship be messed up. I just think of course we all know. You know what? This is the reality, and I do think that this is possible. Because we try to make our human existence so hard and that, you know, we just incapable of doing right, which is so untrue. It is about a bunch of choices. You just don't be out there doing anything that's going to jeopardize your relationship, and then you won't have to worry about it. But if you do, because of your humanness, and you go out there and you F up, you need to be truthful regardless of what you feel, regardless if you feel you're going to lose the person. You need to just be truthful about it. And don't take the option away from them if you're going to be doing janky stuff like that. And if you are just a janky person all around and you don't want to tell, then you need to take that to your grave. But you don't keep sexually transmitted diseases a secret. That's just never appropriate.
Well, I think that many people have and do because they have a fear of. So do you think that people who have HIV AIDS, say I'm in the club and you approach me, I need to tell you that on the first date?
No, not at all. I don't think you need to go around telling your status to everybody, but I also think if you know that it's going to get to a point where it gets sexual, you should say something. And if you're not going to say anything, which I hope people aren't out there doing, but I know they are, then you need to make sure that you are doing everything you can to protect yourself and that person if you're just not going to be honest. But I'm talking about if you out there cheating on your, let's just say you out there cheating, and you pick up an STD, you don't need to keep that a secret, especially if you're going to go back and have unprotected sex with your partner. That's something you just going to have to bite the bullet, lose the relationship, or not lose it. You need to be honest because that's their life. That's a little different from you just, to me, it's a little different than you just cheating. You know that you contracted gonorrhea, syphilis, HIV, and you're not going to say nothing, and you're going to keep having unprotected sex with the person. Wow. Get a gold star for being a great person.
What's the worst secret y'all ever had to deal with?
Oh, man.
Okay,
the worst secret?
Not the worst. Maybe not the worst, but what is one of the biggest secrets you ever had to deal with? It could have been a good secret or a bad secret.
One of my first life, my first. Can I tell you what my secret is?
Yeah, go
my
for it.
My first ever secret was
Did you stop talking? Right.
She pooed it.
I think for me, the secret, the worst secret, well, it wasn't worse, like it was bad or terrible thing or whatever, but I think it was very difficult to walk around knowing that I knew that I was pregnant and would eventually have to share with my family when I was pregnant with my son.
Mm.
It was very burdensome. Just wanted to let it out.
Wow. What about you, Jeff?
Why you say wow, Jeff?
Well, I mean, when you finally did tell, was it something where your family was like that's all you had to tell us? Okay, let's move on. Or were they like really? Did they really like into you for?
No, it was more like a matter of disbelief, and then, okay, let's move to the next thing. Like, okay, let's handle this. Let's get the ball rolling. When is this baby due? Okay, we got to get this in place, get that in place. It was more like that.
Okay.
And it wasn't so much of like, can't believe you did this, you know what I mean? And I think in the beginning, you always feel, especially when you have something, you always feel that it's going to come out. If you tell it, it's going to be worse than what it really is. That's what you think, you know what I mean? And especially even in telling the truth, we feel like if I tell the truth, I'm going to be looked at a certain way, so that's why I lie. If I tell the truth, I'm not going to get the result I want, so that's why I lie. But honestly, when you do step out and tell the truth or when you do reveal, you know, a secret, you feel better, and I think the people around you that you tell feel a lot better and are more equipped to deal with it without the anger or the frustration of you not telling or telling a lie.
Mm. What about you, Joe?
Oh, it's secret.
It's still a secret.
It's you can't tell your secrets. Nah, I can. I don't care. I think one of the most, I would say, secret that came out that was very disappointing is when my parents found out that I wasn't, that I was sexually active when I told them I wasn't. And I thought that, you know, I was doing good all these years, and come to find out, my parents knew for a while. And the way that they knew is that my dad actually walked in on me having sex with a girl, but he never said anything. And we were sitting at the table, and I was telling him, I have something to tell you guys. And my dad was, and I told him, and my dad was like, oh, boy, I knew that years ago. And my mother just was like, what? Yeah, that was, and I was just sitting there shocked because he was like, yeah, I saw you.
That's not good. Were you in there, babe?
No. I mean, I was disrespectful because I did it in their house, but it was just mortifying to know that your father walked in on, that was mortifying. I still get kind of, like, I want to vomit when I think about it because it's just, and then my mother is just like, more like, she is just like, what? And you didn't tell me? Yeah, it was terrible. That was probably the worst. And I said, see, that's why I'm going to my grave with stuff. That was probably the worst.
What about you, Jeff?
The biggest thing that I ever had to deal with, it was a three-pronged situation with a young lady I was dating when I was a teenager. So I started dating this chick, and when I started dating her, all my friends were telling me, yo, there's a rumor about this girl that, you know, she had a baby, and she put the baby up for adoption. And I was mm-hmm. like, nah. I'm like, yo, she telling me straight up she a virgin, yo, and she want me to be the first and all this other stuff. And he was like, nah, yo, you might want to check up on that, you know, somehow, some way. I don't know how you're going to do it, but, yo, she had a baby, yo, everybody know it. They saw her around the way, pregnant and all that good stuff or whatever. So, long story short, the chick, she did have a baby. She did put her for adoption. When I got with her, it was like a year and a half after.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got with her, she had just come out of a relationship in which the dude that she was with was beating on her. And so here I come into the situation. I'm saying she's telling me that she a virgin. So that was lie number one, right? Lie number two was, I stepped to her and I said, yo, I heard this about you, and I just want you to tell me if it's true or false. And then we're going to put it to bed. And she was like, no, it's false. Turns out it was true. Then on top of that, after I found out all of that, her mom loved the fact that I was still willing to stay with her after all of that, because the pops put me through the ringer. It was her stepfather. He put me through the ringer, you know, trying to protect his daughter after she just got out of the relationship and he was beating on her. So I don't know where he was in that whole situation and the dude was beating on her, but he tried to put the hammer down on me. Mom Dukes saw that I was a good dude, and she tried to school her daughter in the way to the bedroom to keep me. And it came out because I was over at the house, and I walked up on a conversation between the both of them, and Mom was telling the daughter what to do to me. Like to do a little trick on me or something like that in the bedroom. And the third prong of the whole situation. One night I took the chick out on a date, and you know it was nothing special. It was like no interaction, no nothing. We went to the movies, went to go get something to eat. I bring her back home, and Pops was gone. Mom Dukes was home waiting for her to come home as usual. Her daughter let me in. Mom Dukes is in the house with lingerie on, talking about, so what we gonna do now?
Wow. Did you share that?
Did I what?
I said, did you share that?
Oh yes, most definitely. Most definitely.
Did you
share it,
not did you hit that?
Huh?
Ha, ha, ha.
What'd you say, Joe?
I said, she said, did you share it, not did you hit that?
What's the biggest secret you've kept?
It wouldn't be a secret if I told y'all.
That's the same thing I said. Oh, what's the biggest one that you had kept from you and you found out? Boom.
Ow.
Well, it wasn't a...
Ow.
I don't know that it... Well, it was a secret for the guy that I was seeing. He was an older guy. Real older. And he had a chick that he was dealing with, and, you know, we were talking about being together, had a key to his house and all this kind of stuff, and he had told me that they were no longer together. They were just friends. And I was having a bad day, and I went over to his house during lunch, and I was in his bedroom, and she walked in because apparently she had a key. And, you know, she's fumbling around in the kitchen or whatever, and something said, just stay in the bedroom. So I stayed in the bedroom, and in walks him. And he's like, hey, babe, you know, whatever, whatever, you know. And I'm like, what the hell is he doing here? He's supposed to have a meeting, you know. Something's not right. So I'm coming out of the bedroom, and I'm right in the hallway. And the kitchen is off to my left. And so you can kind of see him, but you can't see him. And she starts to say, and she's like, dude, what are you going to do about Deidre? When are you going to tell her about us? And he replies, what she doesn't know won't hurt her. And soon as he said,
did you jump out?
As soon as he said that, I walked out and I said, you know what? You're right. What I don't know won't hurt me, but what I know will. I'm out. And I left.
You couldn't have kept that to yourself and snuck one out of there.
Why, I said, why would I keep
you gotta kill him with kindness.
I did kill him with kindness.
She playing, Deidre. She playing right now.
I mean, what the hell you want me to do? I'm in this man's house.
Deidre, she playing. She
Are
just
you
was
serious?
Playing. No, she was playing.
Yeah, that hurt my little. How old was I? I think I was 18.
But you handled that with class. You handled that with class.
Okay, so I'm gonna throw a scenario out there, and I want you all to give feedback on it. If you have information about a person.
Oh, God.
If you have information about a person.
Y'all better not do nothing around Deidre.
So here it is. Joey did something.
Wait.
And Jeff knows that he did it. And I call Jeff and say, Jeff, I just want to know if Joey did A, B, or C. Jeff, do you feel like you're responsible to tell Joey, to tell me what Joey did? Or would you contact Joey and say, listen, Heather reached out to me asking me, did you do A, B, and C? You need to talk to her about that.
Nah, snitches get stitches, like I said earlier. I'm not saying nothing. Either one of y'all.
So you wouldn't say nothing to Joey or to me?
Nope.
You would just ignore that I asked you, and I'd be like, Jeff, you ain't answering me. You ignore me?
And I'd be like, yep, I'm ignoring you.
Okay. Deidre, what would you do?
I'm going to say, Heather, why don't you call Joey? You got his number. Why are you asking me?
And what if what if I say, Joey told me he didn't do it, but I know you were there.
I would just look at you.
I'd be like, I guess you had to be there.
Okay. It's cool with me.
You know what, though? You know, I don't know that it's a secret. There was a situation where something went down with someone, and I didn't know if it was public information or not. And somebody reached out to me and says, yo, have you talked to such and such? And I was like, yeah. And they was like, you really need to holler at them. So they wasn't telling me what was going on, but at the same time, I kind of knew what they were talking about, but I didn't say anything.
Okay.
So I keep secrets like that. I don't just go out sharing people's business if it ain't public knowledge.
Okay. So if the other man contacts you, Jeff, or the other woman contacts you, Deidre, do you tell them information, or do you tell them to go back to the person that's in the middle?
Huh?
If a woman calls you and says, I want to know what's going on between you and Joey.
Oh, no. You do not call Deidre and ask that. And I'd be like, sweetie, let me tell you, you need to call your boy and click him.
I agree with you. I had a conversation recently where, you know, it was sort of as if the person should, you know, if they're asking, you know, it should be told. That it should be told to them what they're asking. And I much feel like you need to go to the person who is your source, who is your, if that's the person you're dating, dealing with, whatever, you need to go to them and ask them. I don't ever feel like it's the place of the other person. I mean, if you feel like you want to have that conversation, I'm not one of those people who want to have that conversation.
I'm not the one, but I will tell you this. If, for whatever reason, a woman calls me about some dude, we're going to have some problems. Now, I'm not the female that's going to be like, you know, well, he did this and he's dead and yeah, we've been doing. No, 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 I don't do all that. I politely tell you that's a conversation you need to have with XYZ. I don't have anything else to say. I'm hanging up the phone. Now, I am going to pick up the phone and say, how in the hell did she get my number?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to mm-hmm. check that, and you need to check quick. Don't nothing need to come to my house ever. That's a problem. That's a problem.
Hey, I got a scenario. Hey, Joey.
Yeah.
Let's say me and you hanging out. You got a girl. I got a girl. But we both are dirt dogs. So we out at the spot. We looking to hit real quick. Let's say you meet some random chick named Jennifer, right? And so you trying to get the number from Jennifer or whatever. No, babe, I'm trying to get the number from Jennifer. And I get the number from Jennifer, but Jennifer is eyeballing you like she want to do something with you tonight. So I might get the number, but you're going to get everything else. And you have the ability to hit that night. Do you go ahead knowing that we both dirt dogs, we both trying to do the same thing, we got girls, do you go ahead and create a secret of your own and hit old girl up that night? Or
nah.
Do you back off when we all trying to get the number?
Nah, I back off because that's against the man law. You breaking rules.
Okay.
So I back off. There got to be honor amongst these.
You know what? You know what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, Joey. Yeah, Joey.
My word.
You ain't got no word in this.
Who is that? That was me. I'm sorry.
That's so weird.
I know.
It overtook you like that?
It did. It hit me like a mighty rushing wind.
Oh, my word. Okay.
If you have... for anybody, if you have a conversation with your significant other and you talk about, like, what's the breaking point for your relationship. And let's say your significant other says that cheating is not the end-all, be-all mistake that you could make to the relationship. Would that give you a green light? As it were, to possibly cheat and create a...
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think just because they say that it's not a deal breaker, that it's your green light to go and do it. But I do think, you know, that's where I was getting at when I was saying, how do you set the tone in a relationship? How do you set the tone in a relationship to say that you can tell your secret and there's no repercussions? Or if there's a mishap, there's no repercussions. Well, not that there's no repercussions, but it's not the end of the relationship.
I think, like I was saying before, I think that's something that it definitely depends on the secret. I think it depends on the secret, and it depends on, I guess, the time in which you tell the secret.
Okay, well, Jeff, with you saying that, so let me ask you this. I believe it was on Steve Harvey's Pink Letter. So the girl, this chick, had she was born a dude.
Whoa!
And at 13,
whoa,
she had to change.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so she is living her life as a female.
Uh-huh.
Gets married, and her husband is saying, "I want a kid."
Whoa.
Well, of course, she can't have a kid. And so all this, you know, for the first year or what have you, she's lying to him and saying, you know, there's something wrong with my insides or something like that, you know, whatever, whatever, or something to that effect. And finally, the husband says, let's go to the doctor and check it out and find
whoa
out what's going on. Do you believe that in a situation like that, she should say, I was once a man, I can't have kids?
Whoa.
I'm not sure that he didn't already know. See, I can't believe that would be true, because the reconstruction would have to be a telltale sign of something.
That joint would have to be flawless.
I mean, too, but I'm saying, you know, some of the people say that, you know, it's just it's pretty accurate, pretty looks
well,
pretty real.
My thing is this.
Whoa.
And this is just,
oh, it's out about whoa.
Yeah, that's a whoa right there.
First of all, if the chick, quote unquote, if the chick didn't. If she didn't tell that first out the gate, then she needs to ride or die with that decision.
Ride or die, fool.
So basically, if her husband, quote unquote, would have said, "Yo, let's have a baby," and she was like, knowing her situation, the end all be all to that situation is that something is so wrong with her inside that she can't have a baby. So,
yep,
if you're going to lie to die with it, you go to your doctor beforehand, you explain the situation to your doctor, and you tell your doctor, you can't give any information that I don't allow you to give about me. Everybody knows this. You have to okay that. Even if it's with your spouse, you have to okay it.
True that.
I would have went and told my doctor, since you have to have my permission to give my information, I'm going to give you permission to give this falsified information to my husband to keep my situation the way I want it to be.
I don't think any doctor would do that.
I think Jeff was a kingpin in another life.
I don't know that you should do all that. I mean, really? All that was all that necessary?
Just,
I mean, because if I'm
you
if
just
I'm,
need to say you had a hysterectomy from the
I
beginning.
Mean, from the beginning, like I ain't got no insides, dude. I mean,
yeah,
because if I go to the doctor and the doctor is like, I can't give you that information, I'm wanting to know what the hell you mean you can't give. This is my husband. What is going on? I need to know the details. I need to know what's going on. Is his blood wrong? Why can't he have no babies, ma'am? She's a woman. Wait,
whoa.
No. This is a problem. This.
Whoa.
I need this marriage nullified.
Whoa.
I mean,
hey, that's a serious thing. Now, that's a secret right there. That's a secret right there. And would I tell my homeboy? Hell nah. Because he going to kill everybody, including the whatever.
You
he
know,
killing
what?
Everybody. He killing everybody that knew. He killing
right.
everybody. I'm not in that. Oh, you used to be a man?
Okay,
man,
okay,
you better not
boy,
say
what
nothing.
If, what if that situation, what if you were in that situation?
I ain't going to be in it.
How you going to know?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm checking. Wait a minute. Why you got stitches? Why you got a stitch scar down here? What is that? What is that? No. Wait a minute. Nah. Mm-mm. Wait, whoa. Something ain't, the lubrication ain't right.
My thing is you got to be able to tell.
The lubrication ain't right. No. Wait a minute.
Hey, Heather. What if you couldn't tell?
I'm sorry. The lubrication ain't right. Nah, man. Nah. Why you always pulling out KY jelly? What's going on?
Let me say this to you. First of all, there's going to be some telltale signs. And I'm telling you right here and through and now, you're not going to have me laid up sleeping with no woman. With no little Peter that didn't get cut out from some other organ. That's some foolishness.
Oh my God.
Hey, I'm sorry. Y'all better learn how to you better become an on the spot OBGYN. For real.
Yes indeed.
Wait a minute. Something ain't right. Lord, no. Mm-mm.
That is hilarious.
I'm not going out like that.
Hey, Heather said,
it's been 3 years. You've been married.
In 3 years, he got to know. See, first of all, just from what I understand from them surgeries of how they split stuff open and carrying on, you ain't never looked down there and went down there to eat no piece of the pie?
Right.
Y'all ain't never done it with the lights on.
You ain't
y'all
taking
ain't
no
threw
bath
up on
together.
Table.
Y'all ain't taking no shower together.
It's some telltale signs, ways to see
you
that.
You ain't just down there painting a picture, taking pictures, something.
Yeah.
You gotta
and
be
them
looking.
Them. And stuff.
What's going on? I'm sorry. No. Because them surgeries, I'm sorry. I mean, I know plastic surgery is getting better. Medical science is advancing, but you just can't change the science of nature, yo. You just can't change it. I don't care how good you get at it. I don't mean to be getting super spiritual, but the creator knew what he was doing, and you just can't change the original blueprint.
Okay, but what if... I was what if I was born with both a penis Mm-mm. and a vagina?
But one of them is deformed. One of them ain't working.
Right, one of them is going to take precedence.
Yes. So, it's the one, I'm sorry. It's whatever you was born with. But just in that scenario Jeff was talking about, no. Whoa, wait a minute. Why you got surgery down here? Why this joint ain't talking to me like it normally supposed to talk? It's something ain't right. Why you always going for the KY jelly?
But it's clearly for the last couple of years, the sex has been worse at if he done got married.
Yeah,
because
he wasn't paying attention.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, he one of them bamas that just put his joint in anything.
Wow.
He ain't paying attention. He ain't absorbing it. He ain't
marinating in it.
Yeah, he not getting intimate with it. He ain't trying to leave his mark. This bama just doing
My
it
Lord
just
Jesus.
To do it. He
Help
just
me,
doing
Lord.
It just to doing it. He ain't concentrating.
Well, we're coming close to the end
studying.
Of our show.
Joey, you stupid.
Joey is going all in. We know who's getting ready to get married and is very excited about
right,
the sex life
right,
they're going to have.
Right.
We thank
you ain't
you
never lied,
us.
Though.
We thank you
and
guys
that ain't
for joining
no secret.
Us tonight for Amongst Friends. We will be back with you on next week, next Wednesday at 9 p.m. at the same time, same location. And next week we'll be talking about racism. Is it still alive or are we free from the problem? And we would like for you to join us for that conversation. We would like to broaden that discussion and have everyone to come in and have a general, respectful conversation amongst friends. We thank you for joining us tonight. Again, join us next week at 9 p.m. at the same time for such an exciting conversation amongst friends. We appreciate you, our listeners. Feel free to stop by our Facebook page or our Blog Talk Radio page, and you can listen to this show again and some past episodes. So, Joey, you're saying that they're not paying attention if it's been 3 years in and they don't know that he is a she and she is a he. Okay.
And honestly, you know, my honest opinion is that they always knew. They always knew. And they just got mad because they messed up the fantasy for them.
For me,
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.